The year is gradually coming to an end. 2023 has been a great year. So many surprises. So many surprises. As the year gradually comes to an end, there's so much excitement in the air. There's so much anxiety. There's so much worry. Worried about so many things. People worry about so many things. How do we celebrate Christmas? How do we travel for Christmas? How do we get money to spend? Some people are already worried about the school fees. Early next year, you have to pay school fees. Some of us are already worried about our house rent. So many things to worry about. So many things to catch our attention. Welcome to Godly Counsel. My name is Mary Egbude. Thank you once again for tuning into my podcast. And if you're a first timer here, you're welcome. If you have listened to my podcast before, thank you so much. I ask that you please share with your family and your friends. 2023 is gradually closing in. And we all have so many expectations, so many excitement. And I'm sure some of us made some New Year resolutions this year. So many things we wanted to do. Maybe some of us wanted to buy a new car, move into a new apartment, build a new house, start a new job or a new school. And now that we are at the last month of the year, some of these expectations have not been fulfilled. And this gives us a lot of worry, anxiety, and so much, you know, things to disturb us. But I want to encourage us that just because those expectations did not come to pass this year, it doesn't mean it will not happen. Moreover, we still have some few days to the year, end of the year. I believe there's no time God cannot show up. The God we serve is the 11th hour God. He can show up at any time. So don't give up on yourself. Don't get worried. Don't get anxious. Whatever the Bible says, whatever we place into the hands of God is safe. I advise that you leave every of your worry and anxiety in God's hands, and it is safe. It's safe there. And don't feel as if God has forgotten you or God has forsaken you. Like I always tell people, stop comparing yourself with others. You never know. You never know what that person you are comparing yourself with is going through. You see from the outside, the grass is not always greener at the other side. I want to encourage you, be a parent, thinking of how you're going to pay school fees next year. The Bible said, cast all your burdens upon me, for I care for you. That is God speaking. Cast every burden upon God, for he cares for you. God will take you one day at a time. He said, the young lions, they do lack and suffer hunger. He said, but they that put their trust in the Lord, they will not lack any good thing. That is another of God's promise there. So why don't you stand upon the word of God? Because the word of God is power. The word of God gives us hope. The word of God brings us joy. The word of God gives us comfort. The word of God helps us even to move on. Because without the word of God in our life, so many of us would have been depressed. So many of us wouldn't have made it till now. But I want to encourage you, don't get pissed off. Don't get worried. Don't let the devil bring in anxiety in whatever way. And I also want to let you know that even this, as Christmas is drawing close, whatever you have at hand, please make good use of it. Don't compare yourself with other people. Don't say, because my friend traveled, I must travel. Because my friend bought a new dress, I must buy a new dress. You don't have to prove a point to anybody. You don't have to prove a point. The most important gift that God has given us is the gift of life. For the mere fact that you are alive, there is always hope. The Bible said a living dog is better than a dead lion. So this year, as we are worried, as we are anxious about so many things, remember so many of our friends that we started this year with, some of them died this year. So many people died this year that we didn't expect that they would die. One of my mommy in the church that's very, very close to me, I didn't expect her to go this year, but she went this year. So many people died this year, so many people lost their job, so many people lost their families, so many people had a lot of disaster happened to so many people this year. And here we are, worried about what we are going to eat and what we are going to drink. Remember, the Bible said that we shouldn't worry about what we will eat or what we will drink. That our Father knows that we need all these things, and He will provide all these things for us. Just put your hope in God. Hand over every of your situation and every condition you are in right now. Put it in God's hands. Even that school fees, begin to pray ahead and tell God, Father, I don't know how you are going to do this, but I know you are able. Even concerning the house rent, put it in God's hands ahead of time and tell Him to provide even before the date is due. The Bible said that put their trust in the Lord, they will never be put to shame. God will not allow you to face shame. God will not allow you to face sorrow. And I know that the God I serve will show up for you, because He said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you do not know. These are words from the Bible. These are God's comforting words to us. God said He will not leave us, neither will He forsake us. So whatever we are passing through right now, be rest assured that God is in it with you. If you pass through the waters, He said He will not overflow you. He said if you pass through fire, the fire will not burn you. I don't end this year with moodiness. Don't end it with sadness. Don't end it on a depressed note. Don't say, what have I achieved this year? What have I gained this year? You are alive, my brother. You are alive and you are well. You are not dead. You are not in hospital. Even if you are in hospital and you are hearing this message, it means you are still alive. Thank God for the gift of life. Thank God for your children. Thank God for your family. Thank God for your friends. Even that job, it might not be the job, your dream job, but thank God that you have something that can put food on your table. Even those clothes, you might not be your dream clothes, but thank God that you can cover your nakedness. Even the house you live, that might not be your dream house, but thank God that you have a roof over your head. Some people live under the bridge. Some people don't even have clothes on their back. Some people don't know where their next meal will come from. But God in all has been good to us. God has been great. God has been awesome. God has not allowed us to be put to shame in any way. He has blessed us tremendously with every good gift of life. We breathe free air. Some people are in hospital paying for oxygen, paying seriously through their nose. Without that payment, they cannot breathe. But here we are. We are breathing God's air freely without having to pay anything. And we are still complaining. Father, let's ask God for mercy. In all that we do, let's ask God for mercy. Some of the things we will not receive this year, we will definitely receive them next year. For remember, Father, there is life. I say there is hope. There is great hope for you and I as children of God. And that, in that hope, I want you to put your rest. In that hope, I want you to put your mind and know fully that God is on your side. No matter what is going, you are going through right now, no matter the situation, no matter how bad you think it is, God has not left you and He will not leave you. He will not forsake you. He will not look down on you. God has not rejected you, so don't reject yourself. This year, I want you to use the remaining part of this year. Begin to thank God. Just be thanking God for different things. You might be asking yourself, what have I achieved? What am I thanking God for? Thank God for the gift of life. Thank God that you are alive and you are well. Just make the remaining part of this year a festival of thanksgiving. Giving thanks to God for all that He has done and is yet to do. Because there's a lot of things He is yet to do. And I also want you to pray that as the year is going to an end, that you should also ask God for grace. The grace to enter into a new year. The grace to be able to serve Him more. The grace to draw closer to Him more. The grace to strengthen your relationship with God more. I want you to do that, even as this year draws to a close. And I know, my God, that He will surprise you. He will not leave you, neither will He forsake you. He will not abandon you at the middle of the ocean. He will not leave you at the middle of the road. God is a faithful God. He does not abandon His own. Thank you for listening to this podcast. God bless you. And at this year draws to an end, we will not end with it. Our families will not end with it. At the end of the year, we will recount all that we have, all our relations, and none of them will be missing. Our children will not be missing. Our husband, our wives, they will not be missing. No member of our household will be missing. Thank you once again. My name is Mary Egbede. This is Godly Counsel. Thank you for listening. Please don't forget to share this podcast with your family and your friends. And peradventure, you need counsel, or you need someone to talk to, or you need someone to encourage you. My phone number is 080-231-53584. Just call the number. I'm just a phone call away, and I will speak with you on the other side of the phone. Thank you so much. God bless you. This is Godly Counsel with Mary Egbede. I'll see you in my next podcast.